attorneys general from 20 states, 2 territories join forces to oppose Texas election lawsuit. By Penny Starr on December 11, 2020. The Boston Globe is reporting that Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey is joining attorneys generals in more than 20 states and territories to oppose the Texas lawsuit against 4 states for violating election laws. The Globe describes the Texas lawsuit as seeking to invalidate President-elect Joe Biden's win in the November election. The court filing, signed by Healey and 22 other attorneys general, says the lawsuit will upend state election systems nationwide and invert core principles of federalism. Texas's lawsuit is unconscionable, Healey wrote in a Twitter thread posted Thursday, saying it belongs in the trash bin of history. The Globe said the Texas lawsuit, brought by the state's Attorney General Ken Paxton, calls for the Supreme Court to overturn the election results in Michigan, Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, and scrub the combined 62 votes in the Electoral College, all of which went to Biden. Ken Paxton got tired of disenfranchising people in Texas, so now he's coming for voters in Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, Healey wrote on Twitter. The Globe said Maine, Vermont, Connecticut, and Rhode Island are also signing on to the opposition. This frivolous lawsuit only erodes public confidence in our electoral system, Vermont Attorney General T.J. Donovan said in a statement. But Paxton's announcement about the lawsuit differs from those descriptions. The 4 states exploited the COVID-19 pandemic to justify ignoring federal and state election laws and unlawfully enacting last-minute changes, thus skewing the results of the 2020 general election. The battleground states flooded their people with unlawful ballot applications and ballots while ignoring statutory requirements as to how they were received, evaluated, and counted. Trust in the integrity of our election processes is sacrosanct and binds our citizenry and the states in this union together. Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin destroyed that trust and compromised the security and integrity of the 2020 election. The states violated statutes enacted by their duly elected legislatures, thereby violating the Constitution. By ignoring both state and federal law, these states have not only tainted the integrity of their own citizens' vote, but of Texas and every other state that held lawful elections. Their failure to abide by the rule of law casts a dark shadow of doubt over the outcome of the entire election. We now ask that the Supreme Court step in to correct this egregious error. In Wisconsin's filing, the state says Texas's bid to nullify its election results is devoid of a legal foundation or a factual basis, the Globe reported. Pennsylvania, meanwhile, said Texas has now added its voice to the cacophony of bogus claims. Texas seeks to invalidate elections in 4 states for yielding results with which it disagrees. The Pennsylvania's filing, signed by Attorney General Josh Shapiro, said. Its request for this court to anoint Texas' preferred candidate for president is legally indefensible and is an affront, sick, to principles of constitutional democracy. The Globe accused President Donald Trump of continuing to claim, without evidence, that he won the presidential election. The Supreme Court has a chance to save our country from the greatest election abuse in the history of the United States, Trump said on Twitter on Thursday. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter or send news tips to star@breitbart.com.